Blog Talk Radio.
This is John.
Hey, John. This is Debbie. How are you?
Good. Hey, how are you?
I'm great. I'm going to do an introduction to the show. I'll introduce you, and then we will move forward with the interview.
Sounds good. I realize I didn't send you a bio, but it wouldn't be anything different from what's on our site, so hopefully you're able
okay.
to find that. So
I have it, John. Okay. Okay, so here we go. This is Debbie Gagish, and welcome to Ignite, a thought leadership series focused on helping you, the B2B marketer, take your demand generation efforts to the next level. Our topic today is one that I absolutely love to talk about, and that's how we as marketers can take some of these amazing, quote-unquote, marketing automation technologies that we have available to us as savvy marketers and make it available to salespeople, so they can do their own prospecting and also make better pursuit decisions. I have to tell you, I bought my first marketing automation about 5 years ago, and because of my background as VP of sales, when I bought that marketing automation system 5 years ago, I saw then the promise of what these tools could do for salespeople in the sales cycle. And it really has taken the market about this long to really get on board and begin to see how we can take some of these technologies and make them available to salespeople to make a bigger impact on revenue in all of our companies. I am so excited today to introduce our guest, John Miller, who's the co-founder of Marketo. And John is actually going to share with us some of his, quote, insights into their brand new solution called Sales Insight. But first, let me give John a brief introduction. Not only is John currently the VP of Marketing at Marketo, he's also the co-founder of Marketo. And John currently leads strategy and execution for all aspects of their corporate communication, their demand generation, their brand and product for Marketo, where, by the way, he eats his own dog food and practices what he preaches, probably more than any other marketer that I've met. John explores best practices in demand generation, lead management, and online marketing in his very popular blog called Modern B2B Marketing. If you haven't seen it, I encourage you all to go take a look at it, and is a frequent columnist and speaker at industry events. Before co-founding Marketo, John was a vice president at Epiphany, a CRM strategist at Exchange Partners, and a strategic consultant for Gemini Consulting. And this is what's one of the parts that's so impressive about John, or at least very impressive to me. But John graduated magna cum laude in physics from Harvard College and has an MBA from the Stanford Graduate School of Business. So, John, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for that very kind introduction.
One day you'll have to tell me about getting an undergraduate degree from Harvard in physics. I can't begin to imagine what that must have been like. So let's talk about things that I do like to talk about. And that is specifically Marketo and Sales Insight. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Marketo and what you guys do in the market?
Sure, not a problem. So, you know, Marketo provides a suite of, you know, high-end but easy-to-use software solutions that we sort of focus on helping marketing and sales teams to collaborate at every stage of what we like to call the revenue cycle. You know, this revenue cycle spans from the early stages of demand generation and lead management to, you know, the pursuit of closing the business and revenue and customer loyalty and beyond. You know, we think, you know, we're talking about the revenue cycle instead of the sales cycle because at the core, you know, the sales cycle, you know, doesn't really reflect the way that people buy products today or consume information. In a world where the buyer is in control, you know, companies really need to change how marketing and sales work together to drive revenue. And at the core, Marketo is all about helping companies change the way marketing and sales sell and drive revenue in this modern world. We've got two main products, you know, Marketo Lead Management, you know, which is the marketing automation platform to automate demand generation campaigns. And as you said, the sort of the new Sales Insight product, which is really all about helping the sales team to understand, prioritize, and interact with the best leads.
So I want to talk some more about the Sales Insight product, and specifically, I know you guys just did a big launch for it last month, or even earlier this month. I think it was June the 9th. But tell me what your thought process was in actually bringing that solution to market.
Sure. Well, you know, there's a whole bunch of different factors going on that sort of drove us to create that product. I think both external and then internal to the business. You know, on the external side, as I was just talking about earlier, the world of buying and selling has changed. And as I said, the buyer's in control. So, you know, the sales rep who 10 years ago could really use their social skills to understand when it's time to send a proposal, when it's time to ask for the close, when it's time to kind of take a step back and let the deal stew a little bit, 10 years ago they could do that because they were interacting directly with people. And today's world, where the buyer is sort of doing a lot more online, a lot more of the information gathering on their own before sales ever engages, that's really hard. Salesperson can't do that. And so the Sales Insight product at its core is about leveling the playing field with a bunch of tools to help the salesperson, you know, be smarter about what's going on. Internal to Marketo's business, the reason why a Sales Insight product is important is because the sales department really is the ultimate beneficiary of a marketing automation solution, right? Marketing buys it, but it's sales that gets the flow of better, more and better qualified leads. And so it was important to us as a business to have a product that essentially could also go and make the salesperson's job better, not just the marketer's job better. And so by now having two products, lead management for the marketers and Sales Insight for the sales team, you know, essentially we have a full suite of revenue products that are really, I think, help companies to drive revenue from both sides of the coin.
So, John, this is such an interesting conversation for me because I see this making a big change in the relationship between sales and marketing, and especially within marketers. You know, their role is really evolving and really changing. So when you have a company where you've got marketing using, you know, the marketing part of Marketo, and you've got sales using the sales part of Marketo, what changes in that sales and marketing relationship?
You know, at the core, you know, the old model is one where marketing generates, you know, a lead of, you know, questionable quality. It goes to the sales team. Sales may or may not engage, right? And then either they say, well, this is good, and they pursue it. They may, you know, by cherry picking the best ones, the ones that either weren't kind of really ready for sales or sales ignored tend to sort of not have too much happen, right? And that's sort of the classic problem across all these things. You know, when you have a lead nurturing and a lead scoring system in place, sort of the core marketing automation capabilities, that dialogue begins to change, right? Because now all of a sudden marketing can just identify the best ones for the sales team. The ones that aren't ready, marketing can then nurture and then try to identify when they are actually ready for sales. Where having then another complementary product for salespeople changes the game even further is in the, I would say, the richness of the communication between the marketing and the sales team, the two-way communication. You know, typically, you know, you might have lead scoring and say, you know, based upon the score over 100, you might say, this is now a lead, salespeople, you know, start calling for it. With Sales Insight, that sales rep now can really be looking across everybody, all their leads, all their contacts, and get insights, not just into sort of which are the best leads, but really using marketing's intelligence to say, what should I be doing next? Of all the accounts and opportunities and activities and leads in my patch, where is my time going to be most spent effectively driving revenue? And there's a lot of insights in the marketing product starts to deliver to the sales guys. I think, you know, the other key element of that is helping them to really understand what's going on with that account. There are all sorts of online behaviors that somebody can do as they interact with the company, as they interact with the website, opening emails, clicking on things, downloading stuff, registering for a webinar. And, you know, a lot of marketing tools will present all that data to the sales guy, you know, kind of in all its granular glory, which is okay, but the feedback we got from a lot of salespeople is that all that detail is overwhelming. And it doesn't really give them the unique insights they need to know about what's really interesting, what's really going on with this account, right? A typical contact, you know, in the CRM system that a sales rep's working might easily have dozens of web visits and tens of emails that they've interacted with, but there's probably only seven or eight things that that sales rep really cares about that really tells them what he or she needs to know about moving that deal forward. Marketo Sales Insight really highlights that information for the salesperson to make them more effective.
So I think that is absolutely fabulous. And again, I'm just fascinated with this solution for all the obvious reasons. But if you were to walk us through kind of the day in the life of a salesperson who has Sales Insight, what would that look like for them? And you touched on it a little bit, but kind of give me a full characterization of that.
So I should mention, Marketo Sales Insight is a native Salesforce.com application, meaning it lives, runs, works entirely inside Salesforce as an extension to Salesforce, works the way Salesforce does. So, you know, a day in the life of a sales rep is they're going to, you know, get into their Salesforce account. There is a new Marketo tab, but the first thing they're going to see is something that we call the best bets. You know, a typical rep might own a few hundred leads and or contacts, maybe more than that, in their territory. We take all those leads and contacts that this person's interested in, that they have either ownership of or on their watch list, and prioritize those using a combination of lead score, which really shows kind of quality, as well as a metric that we call urgency, or, you know, which is a measure of kind of overall hotness. And by combining those two, we essentially are able to highlight using simple 1-2-3 stars or 1-2-3 flames, you know, what's the best bets of all the people in their patch? You know, where is sort of their time best spent? For each person in the best bets, they then also see what we call the recent interesting moments. You know, what is it that that person has done recently that's really interesting to a salesperson? Maybe it's opening an email that they sent themselves. Maybe it's visiting a key page on the website. You know, it's really up to the sales team to define what it is that they seem find interesting. And that helps them start to kind of interact and dive into people. Now, if somebody's in the office, they might access that best bets from inside Salesforce. They can go click on that person and then begin to drill into their specific behaviors to really understand the profile before a call. If somebody's not in the office, the question is, well, how do they get access to this information? They can still get it. You can access a feed of all the interesting moments that people they might care about over their mobile device or, you know, over any browser via an RSS feed. So even if they're not, if they're sort of in an airport or traveling, they can still get those real-time notifications about what's going on that's interesting across everybody that they care about. And a rep can even sign up for email or SMS alerts for specific people or accounts when they want to know about specific behaviors that those people have done. So even if somebody's out and about, the Sales Insight product can help them prioritize their time.
And John, let me clarify something. This is all configurable by the salesperson. They don't have to go to marketing and say, will you do this for me? They decide who goes on their best bets list, and then they're off to the races from there. Is that right?
Well, it's a little bit more of a collaboration between marketing and sales. And let me explain what I mean by that. A sales rep has complete control over who shows up on the best bets. You know, in terms of the universe of people that they're interested in following, it's really up to, you know, marketing and sales to work together then to essentially define what is it are the full space of things that they're going to say this is interesting, you know, to a salesperson. You know, these pages are interesting to me. These papers are interesting. Those papers are not. You know, again, you define all the different moments or activities somebody can do that you want to nominate as interesting. The rep then gets to control which of those do they really want to subscribe to in terms of getting the insight. How do things get prioritized according to, you know, across the best bets? Again, that's collaborative, you know, like any good lead scoring approach, right? That's going to be best done collaboratively between marketing and sales to really define what's hot and what's not. It's that definition of quality that marketing sales do together that drives the priority rankings.
I can imagine that through this process that marketing learns a whole lot more about sales, and sales learns a whole lot more about marketing, and it probably sounds like it would actually create a much better working relationship between those two organizations.
Well, it certainly opens up the dialogue, and you know, ideally then does ultimately improve that. You know, we obviously, you know, we're using this thing internally here at Marketo, and I've been really fascinated by, you know, that essentially our sales reps are now going to the next level of sophistication in how they engage with us in terms of the dialogue around scoring and quality.
You know, oh, they're becoming experts, and they know what they want now.
Exactly, and they can say, well, you know, why
right.
they go to you, why is this person on the best bets? And they can go in and they can see what drove the score, and then that lets them be a lot more sophisticated about coming back and saying, you know, maybe we should score this more highly or this less, this one not as high.
And how long, once you guys started using it, how long did it take the reps to kind of begin getting to that level of sophistication?
Well, that happens very quickly. You know, because,
okay.
I mean, you know, it's boom, you take everybody in somebody's patch and you sort them with stars and flames to sort of show who's, you know, who's up there and who's not. Any rep
okay.
worth of salt starts going in saying, well, why is this person on the top? What's
absolutely.
Driving that?
Absolutely.
And
they
so
absolutely want to know.
That happens very, very quickly.
So, John, who's buying Sales Insight? Is it inside sales teams? Is it field sales organizations? Who's being attracted to the solution?
Well, you know, a little bit of all of the above on that one, you know, just in terms of the types of sales folks who use it. The reason why is because there's a fair breadth of focus. You know, I mentioned earlier how you can have, you know, reps who sit in front of a computer all day living inside Salesforce.com. They're going to the dashboard. You know, they're interacting with the product directly day in, day out. Field sales reps are going to be interacting with the product much more over mobile and over alerts via SMS and email. So we really did design it to sort of work with different organization styles and types. I would say the common theme across the sales organizations that buy it has more to do with sales organizations where the number of potential customers and the volume of potential deals greatly exceeds any one sales rep's capacity to go after everything. You know, so for example, you know, Boeing is not going to be buying this because, you know, they have a total of 120 accounts and they probably have more than 120 reps, right?
Right.
So they don't need, each individual rep has one account, doesn't need
right.
help understanding where should they be spending their time. Whereas, you know, on the other extreme, an open source company might be having thousands and thousands of downloads. Their salespeople are desperate for the insights to help them. They have all those. Where are the gems that they should really be focusing their time on?
Okay, excellent. And so, how does someone buy the solution? It's an add-on to Marketo Lead Management. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's an add-on module to the core Marketo Lead Management solution. The pricing starts at $49 a seat per sales rep. Now, there's some other capabilities of the product I should talk about, which sort of I think is also adds into part of that overall value. And then obviously for larger seat purchases, there's a discount schedule for bigger companies.
And what are those additional areas of value?
I was hoping you'd ask that.
You know, of course,
sort of,
you are.
There's sort of two other capabilities of the Sales Insight product that I think salespeople are really, really jumping into. You know, the first is anonymous web traffic analysis. So one of the capabilities of the product is part of their dashboard that they go into for Marketo Sales Insight. A sales rep gets to see who are all the companies that are visiting the website from their territory. And we know the company and the territory based upon the IP address of the visitors. So they get essentially a ranked list based upon the number of page views for all these different companies. And the Sales Insight product is also integrated with LinkedIn, Jigsaw, and Demandbase. So a sales rep can, with a single click, buy either see who they know at that company or buy contact information for the people at that company who are visiting the site. And then that leads to the other key capability of Sales Insight, which is that it's not just about insight, but it's also about action. So the Sales Insight product includes the ability for the sales rep to send trackable emails, either using directly inside Salesforce or using Outlook, where they can either start an email from scratch or use a marketing-defined best practice template, customize it, send it off to that person, and then get instantly notified if that person opens the email, clicks the email, visits the website, or shows any other interesting moment type of buying behavior. And so that ability to – go ahead.
Can they send emails? Like if I went to a trade show and I met 10 people and I want to send one email to 10 people, can I do that as well, or is it just pretty much one-off?
No, it's for one-to-one emails as well as one-to-few. You know, any sort of list inside Salesforce where they can have a view of contacts or a view of their leads, they can sort of check the people they want to and then send a campaign, you know, to them, you know, a personalized campaign to them directly from inside Salesforce. So, you know, I'd make the distinction of one-to-one and one-to-few to distinguish it from a true marketing blast.
Exactly.
Right? And that's going to be something that you're going to want to probably have done through a true marketing system like Marketo.
Okay. All right. And I think those are two great additional capabilities because it really is one-to-one. It's hand-to-hand combat when you're out in territory. And if you can use Marketo to, number one, understand what companies are coming, and then if you can reach out to those companies proactively, that is a great capability to put into the hands of salespeople.
Exactly.
So, John, you guys launched it on June the 9th, I believe, was the big launch?
That's correct.
And what kind of feedback have you guys had on it so far?
Well, we've had some really good feedback from customers and also some from analysts. You know, on the customer side, you know, one of our new recent customers for this, Aperio, their sort of senior vice president of sales, says that the product gives his sales team an unfair advantage by helping them to focus on the hottest leads with the highest revenue impact. That unfair advantage is one that I think is really a key metaphor, you know, because essentially his sales guys are sort of being more effective. And we had another
great unfair. Forget competitive advantage. We want to have an unfair advantage. That's a great phrase.
Yeah, get the right message at the right person at the right time using the insights. The other piece of feedback that we're getting is that salespeople really like it because it's you know, traditional Salesforce automation, you know, a lot of people focus on the word force in that the salespeople are forced to use it. They're forced to enter information into the system. And here's an example where instead the system is giving them information to make them more efficient and more effective. And as a result, you know, salespeople are kind of really liking that.
It truly is the ultimate promise of CRM. And we always said that it would help you create more revenue. But you're right. In many cases, CRM is really used as a repository. And it really takes tools like Sales Insight that actually create action, that actually finally give salespeople the aid that they need to make better pursuit decisions and close more business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I'll throw one other piece of feedback for you out that, which is, you know, Barry Traylor from CSO Insights. That's a research agency that really, you know, tracks this kind of stuff. They've done a study which shows that at the companies where it is easy for salespeople to get insights about their leads and contacts, they have an 18 percentage point higher revenue attainment than companies that say that it's hard to do that. That's 18 percentage points difference in revenue. So it's a more than 18% growth in revenue if you can actually make this easy for your salespeople. So he's super excited about this type of capability because, you know, their research goes directly to, you know, this is the key gap in terms of sales productivity.
Absolutely. And Barry Traylor and Jim Dickey at CSO Insights do phenomenal work around sales. They probably published the definitive work on what's going on in sales. I think the research has been going on for like 14 years. So for those guys to get excited about it, I know that it's something very, very exciting. And I've seen it. It's an amazing solution for salespeople. Very intuitive, very easy to use. And the number one thing, it's not something else that they have to do. Is something that they want to be engaged in because it gives them so much insight in how to spend their time and how to make better pursuit decisions. So, John, if somebody wanted to find out more about Sales Insight, where would they go?
Well, they can visit our website, and if they go to www.marketo.com/demo, there's a 4.5-minute demo there, so somebody can really see it in action. Somebody can always learn more about it directly from my blog, which is blog.marketo.com, or they can actually feel free to ask us a question over Twitter using @Marketo or #Marketo, and we'll be sure to answer it right away.
That is awesome. Well, I want to finish up this interview with just one more question. And it is not one that I have sent to you before, so I hope I catch you a little off guard on this one, because I like to catch people off guard on this question. But because I know your passion for taking a look at what are the best practices in the industry, and also because I know of your passion for really being a best practices practitioner yourself, I'd like you to tell our listeners, if you were going to give a new marketer who is just looking at demand generation as a competency in their company, what single one piece of advice would you give them that would lead them to success?
One piece of advice to lead a new marketer to success.
Mm-hmm.
I think the number one thing I would focus on is to be very precise and specific about what you define as a lead and what you sort of have as your stages before and after that. And then make sure that that definition is really built collaboratively and shared, not just, you know, between marketing and sales, but also all the executives in the company. So that way, when you're sort of saying, we generated, you know, this many names, this many prospects, this many leads, this many opportunities, everybody knows what you mean. There's no miscommunication about marketing sort of thinking that they did the one thing and other people thinking that they did another thing. You know, having the definitions and the language right is the first step to building the credibility around your ability to deliver against those things.
I couldn't agree more, and we work with a lot of companies, and in 99.5% of them, those definitions are never in place. Or they have them, but sales has one set of definitions and marketing has another one. So thank you for that great piece of advice. And, John, thank you for the great interview. We loved hearing your comments about your new solution, Sales Insight. And, again, to find out more about all the Marketo solutions, you can go to www.marketo.com. Find out about their lead management system, which is one of the best automation systems on the market, and find out about their new solution, Sales Insight. So, John, thank you very much.
Thank you, Debbie.
Have a great day.